So my computer's antivirus subscription ran out. Now I have this window that pops up every damn hour. I ask, do you want to renew your subscription? I have to get a virus subscription to get rid of my previous antivirus subscription. It's a pain in the butt. So I figured, whatever. I'll go to school. At least the real advertising isn't like that. So I'm on my way from the bus stop, and a dozen people keep coming up to me with little pieces of paper. Low-cost books. Save money. Buy this. Buy that. Real-life pop-up ads. Where's the virus protection for real life? And another thing. My name's James. With me is my producer, Alan. Thanks for listening to what is the first episode of my show this semester. Unlike last semester, I'm not affiliated with any club, so it's just going to be me ranting about whatever I think is interesting. We're feeling out the format. Maybe I'll have some people on for an interview, like a professor sometime, like I did last semester. But for now, you just get me, and Alan here to keep me in line in case I embarrass myself by running out of material halfway through or something. If you want to comment on anything you hear, send an email to andanotherthing.kpcr@gmail.com or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/andanotherthing.kpcr. You can comment, complain, suggest a topic, go nuts. So how you doing, Alan?
Good, how you doing?
Doing all right. There's this issue going around gun control, something about this. Some news channel has been saying a few things on it, been on the air recently. You heard about this?
I have. I used to work at a shooting range, actually.
Oh, that's cool. So you've shot gun. You have experience with this?
Yeah, actually, I'm licensed to train people how to shoot guns.
Oh, well, you definitely got to get me back into that, because I shot a few guns sometimes. Not much. Basic firing range, training class, revolver, some semi-automatics. Basic stuff. So I don't see what all these people are complaining about. No, seriously. In dependable American fashion, important issues are only brought to a head after a tragedy. And Newtown, Connecticut was won by any standard. And also true to American form, instead of informative debate, instead, we have a highly polarized Congress, political system, whatever you want to call it. They're just barking at each other on both sides. There's no real debate here. There are heaps of crazy on both sides of this issue. And I won't say a debate, because there hasn't been any. Let's talk about the left first, though. For two reasons. One, being a liberal, it'll be more fun to pick on the right. So I'll do that last. But secondly, and most importantly, it's times like this I have to continually remind people that the quote-unquote, and I do hate saying that, but you can't see my pretentiousness because it's radio, so I'll say it pretentiously, the quote-unquote left side are not liberals. They're called liberals by the right, but anyone who uses the word liberal as an insult is stupid anyway. And even some left-wing people call themselves liberal, but I feel the need to defend the word from Democrats who think it simply means not Republican.
I'd just like to interject here.
Go ahead.
Very sorry. I don't remember. I can't attribute the quote, so I may be a little off.
Go for it.
But some politician once said, "A true liberal is not on party lines."
Yeah, and I would agree with that. Liberal is an ideal. It's not a party.
Yeah.
It's how you approach issues. Basically, liberal means to be for freedom. And libertarianism is trying to take that word. They try to make their own word out of it. We'll go into libertarians some other time, though. But
yeah.
That's the point I got to get. You got the left and you got the right. Let's get an actual liberal perspective in here. So the first issue that I have is that the left is completely reactionary. Like how no one gave a damn about lifeboats until 1,500 people drowned after, oops, Titanic didn't have enough of them. The left's concern for any issue, environmental, immigrant, financial, and especially gun, they're always disingenuous, heat of the moment, and done just to shut up their constituents. No ideas any other time. 15,000 deaths a year, but they don't care about it until, well, let's be honest, or I'll try what I think is honest, until the rich white community has to deal with it, the affluent people, right? Because the gang-related violence, that doesn't need gun control. So they react to it. And this is telling with my second issue. They don't know what they're talking about. They never have the time to actually learn about what they're talking about because they just react to whatever is thrown at them by the media or their constituents. Of all the gun legislation, there is one item that gets the most press and the most pushback from the right, and that's assault weapons. Or an assault weapon ban, rather. Now, assault weapons. The term is stupid. It's both inaccurate and redundant at the same time in only the way a politician can make it. Listen, if you're committing assault, guess what? You have a weapon. You can't do assault without a weapon, whether it's your fists or a gun or a rock. My point is that there's a thing, and if you're using it as a weapon, by definition, you're committing assault. Or to put it another way, can you name me, Alan, one weapon that is not used for assault? There just isn't one. That's the definition of a weapon, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
So, it's just, and this is just me being semantic, right? Because, you know, who cares about that? But the point is that this is how they're trying to
well,
get
actually,
to debate.
Actually, technically, dynamite was not meant for assault.
Well, that's not being used as a weapon, as a tool. It's being used as a tool.
It was designed to be such a powerful weapon that it would end all wars from Robert Noble. James
Nobel, right. He kind of failed, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's okay. He gave us the prize. The Peace Prize, who we gave to Obama.
Actually, hold on one second. We changed headphones.
Sure.
Okay, he actually, I read an interesting story about him recently. He read his own obituary, and it's because they thought he died when his brother died. So he read his own obituary, and it said that he was a warmonger because he invented dynamite, and it's like a huge, like this crazy weapon.
Right.
And that inspired him to make the Nobel Prize because he wanted to be remembered as like a peace lover. And,
right, exactly.
And all that.
And to be even more semantic, being a science geek as well, dynamite and TNT are technically two different things, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But why am I making this argument anyway? Because I'm trying to say that when the left tries to write legislation, they don't actually do the research. Assault weapon literally doesn't exist outside legalese, which is good enough to say it doesn't exist at all. Most likely some years ago, someone must have heard the term assault rifle and pissed their pants at just the thought of it, and change the wording to in their mediocre bill to say weapons instead. But assault weapon means nothing. Assault rifle, however, is a specific industry term that means a rifle that can switch between semi and fully automatic mode. That is one bullet per trigger pull versus continuous stream of bullets by holding the trigger. So my overall point here is just like when Congress tries to legislate the internet, which is laughable in and of itself, it becomes obvious none of these old people have any idea what they're talking about, and like a bad Hollywood writer, don't seem to be willing to do 5 minutes of research on Wikipedia. Now, I got that definition correct. You have training in guns. That's what assault rifle literally means, correct? Well, I can't hear you right now for a minute, but I'm going to take your nodding as agreement. Yes, I'm always right. I'm James.
My apologies. I'm doing some technical work during the interview or during the show.
That's all right.
I have specific training with shotguns specifically, not really assault rifles. But
Well, maybe we can bring up shotguns if there's some time, because I got some stories about them too.
So, but your definition, I do believe, is correct.
Right, of course, because I said it, and I'm James. Third issue with the left. They're not only reactionary, their reactions suck. Bad test scores? We need to force kids into test-taking classes. Millions without health insurance? Make a law that you have to have health insurance. Our prisons aren't working? Privatize prisons. Oh, guns kill people? Let's make laws about guns. Let me tell you a little story about Yellowstone Park that I hope illustrates this idea. In 1914, Congress legislated that to protect elk, wolves had to be controlled, because wolves were getting a little bit out of hand. They were killing too much of the elk population there, and Yellowstone was formed as one of the first national parks specifically to be kept natural. That's how they would term it. And this is before real environmentalism, by the way. So the wolves were killing too many elk, so the park rangers killed all the wolves. Now, after a few decades, most of the wolves were eliminated from the park. They're practically extinct. And so, was everything all right? No, because the wolves were necessary. Now, there were too many elks. The coyotes were the top predator, and they can't kill the elks and the bison. So now you have way too many elk, way too many bison, the lame and the sick ones just fumbling around everywhere, and this causes overgrazing. So now all the flora is being eaten by the megafauna that was kept in check by the wolves. So what happens when the Endangered Species Act was created decades later? The wolf was one of the first ones on it, because that was necessary to counteract that. Because before that, the rangers had to start killing the elks that they had already tried to protect. My point here is that when you try to make one law to try to fix one issue, and you don't understand all the variables beneath it, all the chaos that comes out of it, you're just going to create a million more problems. You can't just say, oh, a gun shot a kid, we need to get rid of guns. You can't just say, oh, the wolves are eating the elks and we like the elks, we got to kill all the wolves. It just completely misses the point and is just like the right, and it doesn't have any nuance in it. But that's okay, because my fourth issue with the left is that they're pansies. They're not really going to pass any of these bills they want, not even the crappy ones. And it's because they're scared. They're scared to do anything, to try, to fight, and this is like that on every issue. The Democrats don't seem to want to actually try. They just want to huff and puff, but unlike the right, when it comes to the floor of Congress, they just say, oh, whatever the Republicans want. We don't want to step on any toes here. So do you think I'm being unfair there, Alan, with the Democrats? I mean, I just don't see them doing. I mean, I see them talking a lot. I don't see them doing a lot. You know what I mean?
Well, one second, actually. I'll be right back to return the question.
Yeah, that's fine, man. That's all right, because we get to turn to the lighter side of the issue. The right. They're the lighter side of any issue. Much like my issues with the left, these points are specifically towards the more vocal, less nuanced members of that side. I know a lot of gun owners. Alan, he trains with guns, and only a few of them are like, you know, the crazies. But those few, do they ever love the limelight? So let's talk about the gun nuts. Oh, but don't say gun nuts. Like I said, it's not everybody, and you can't just say everyone's a gun nut. But that's actually one of my first points. They are completely oblivious to how crazy they seem to the other side. I'm not saying they are crazy. I'm saying they don't seem to understand how they look crazy. They look like gun nuts. Basically, you have some incident happen. You know, a shooting, right? And there's been plenty of them. One person on the left reacts, says, oh my God, those people with the guns scare me. We should ban all guns. This person is scared, being irrational, not the end of the world, happens to the best of us. But how does the right react to someone who says they're scared of guns and gun owners? They say, if you try to take my guns, I'll start shooting all of you, and we need a revolution. And then they wonder why we think they're crazy. It's because this is a typical partisan issue where neither side is really arguing to the actual point. Alan, do you like spiders?
I used to have a pretty big fear of them, but
Well, okay, let's say I have a pet tarantula. Let's say you came over to my place. You see I had this pet tarantula. You got a pretty big fear of them. Now, do you think I would react to your fear by saying, you don't like my spider? Throw my spider in your face? Do you think that's going to help the point at all?
Actually, what I was about to go into, when I was younger, I really had a big fear of them, and a friend of mine forced me to have the spider walk on me.
You're ruining my point here, Alan.
And I'm not afraid of spiders anymore.
Well, all right. Well, maybe this is just a bad analogy then, because I don't think shooting the people scared of guns is going to get over their gun control issues.
Well, it could. If somebody started shooting up people with guns, then they would have a point to carry guns.
Oh, jeez. Let's not start on that reaction yet. We'll get to that one in a second. Let's just get right to my second point. The right, the so-called gun nuts, are incredibly arrogant and stubborn. Aside from the asinine assault weapon ban, not a single one of the proposed topics, the ones proposed by Obama, they're not controversial. A ban on high-capacity magazines, universal background checks, close the gun show and private sale loopholes, all these things are incredibly popular across parties. Most of the country is for these things. So then why are some, a minority of nuts, still claiming Obama is personally coming for their guns? I think it's because they actually are crazy. It's at least a slight form of delusion. It's only one thing to react by saying, you can't come and take my guns. But it's another entirely to spread misinformation, like I know a lot are doing, especially on Facebook. They're crazy with all these pictures people like to spread. Spreading this propaganda that literally the government's coming to take your guns, and like Alan was saying, oh, well, we need to get more guns. Now, if you want to have an actual argument about whether or not we should have more guns, that's fine. But I'm talking about the people who are just outright lying. They're just saying Obama's coming for your guns, and Obama has never said that. No legislation has ever been passed that says there will be a ban on aside from assault weapons, which we know is a bogus term, on any guns are going to be taken away. Handguns, shotguns, regular rifles, there's just no such legislation. All the legislation is comparable to just a DMV for guns. And most people think that's pretty reasonable. I think it's reasonable. Do you think that would be reasonable, Alan? Like a DMV for guns, and when you go to sell a gun, you have to have some paperwork.
I do.
Yeah, it just seems like if you're going to have something as powerful as a gun, but you're not going to have legislation as much as just a car, that just seems unbalanced to me. And those are the types of things we can have actual debates on. But there are no debates. It's just people throwing propaganda around. But I want to emphasize, it is a minority. But this fringe myth leads to another point. The so-called law-abiding citizen point. Those crazy people who shot up schools and theaters and what have you, they're crazy, they're the fringe, they're the special cases. Most of us supposed law-abiding gun owners, why would you want to take our guns? We're obeying the law. This argument fails completely and sadly. Think about this. Jared Loughner, James Holmes, Adam Lanza, Nedel Malik Hassan. You didn't know these names before their incidents, but you do now. Why didn't you know them before? Because while these men had radically different motivations, targets, and goals, they had two things they shared. They all killed dozens of people in cold blood, and each one of them was a law-abiding citizen their entire lives up until that very last moment when they fired the first shot. So it's just a bad argument. I'm not saying we need to take the guns away from everyone, you know, law-abiding citizens don't exist, but I'm saying it's just a bad argument. The right needs to stop using that. Every criminal was a law-abiding citizen, so that's just not a defense. And another dumb defense is it's in the Second Amendment. Well, good for you. You managed to take a complex issue and boil it down to there, because it says so right there. Yes, it says in the Constitution you can own any gun you want. It also says black people aren't fully human. It also says you can't buy beer. Oh, oops, it says never mind that amendment. I love the Constitution. One of the great ideas that came out of the Enlightenment was not just the basis for the Constitution, but the concept that we can change these ideas. So even if I was for banning all guns, if I was against the Second Amendment, you can't just say the Second Amendment is the defense, because that's the issue. But no one is even saying that at all. So stop saying the Second Amendment BS. It's just not an actual reason. And another thing, everyone thinks the Second Amendment is so good. But compared to the wonderfully written First Amendment, the Second is piss poor at best, just in a semantic way. There's one glaring flaw in it no one seems to care about. It's internally contradictory. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No one expects a liberal to have that memorized, aha. But it's right there, clear as crap. Well-regulated shall not be infringed. Those are contradictory terms. To regulate means, by definition, to infringe on some right you think you have. The framers could have done much better. So, on top of just not being able to use this as an argument, it's just a badly written amendment. Ugh. And also, you have to realize it wasn't until the middle of the 20th century that the Supreme Court even said that it applies to private citizens. But, enough of that. Let me just skip ahead a little bit here. I want to do four quotes from people I've talked to that kind of encapsulate how I feel about the gun issue. One is from someone I spoke just a few weeks after Aurora, Colorado. He said he knew the area of Aurora, and he said he was surprised there weren't already a dozen people in the theater with guns. Apparently it's not that good a neighborhood. But he said this one thing that was chilling. He said it's their own damn fault for getting killed to go to a theater there without protection. There are types of mentalities that foster violence. And it's very Wild West that you need a gun to protect yourself. So I was never always for, well, if there are guns, we should buy guns to protect ourselves. That's not the point of a society that is based on laws. And it's also a blame the victim mentality. If you get shot, you must have done something to deserve it. It's no different than when we hear someone getting raped and you're asking, well, what was she wearing? Less disturbing than that, though, but maybe more scary, was a different friend of mine who was talking about shooting at a range. And I had yet to shoot a gun then, and this is one conversation that convinced me I never want to shoot a gun. He told me about how he felt firing that gun, how it felt to hold it in his hand. He said it made him feel powerful, unstoppable. That's not an altogether rare opinion. I've heard a lot of people say things like that. And it scares me when people think about that. Why? Because it shows a lack of respect for the thing they're actually holding. They think it's an accessory, a toy. And to counter that, another friend of mine, he's a military guy, been to the Middle East, exposed to all that horribleness. He knows what he's doing. And he told me how serious the Marines are on gun control. And I mean literally on controlling your gun. They're taught to respect it. It's a tool, but its sole purpose, in the end, is to kill another human being. And the fourth quote I want to give you is from my father. He was a cop, and this doesn't have to do on gun control so much, but as other, but on the magazine size issue. Now, I was a little kid just watching my dad get ready to be a cop to go off, and I see he has this little revolver. I say little, but, you know, it's still a gun. And I must have seen it on TV or movies that all these cops have the big, huge semi-automatics. And I say, Dad, why don't you have one of those? He says, oh, I'm just old school. I say, well, you need more than 6 bullets, don't you? I mean, the other guns, they have more bullets. And my dad says to me, and I didn't think much of it then, but I remember it to this day. If you need more than 6 bullets, you have bigger problems than how much ammo you have. And that struck me just years later about what he was talking about. If you think you need a magazine with 20 bullets in it, I want to know exactly what you're expecting to come at you. Because you might be one of those crazies I'm talking about. Sadly, that's enough of my rant for the day. That was just the tip of the iceberg. Maybe I'll throw in some more points next week. But thanks for listening. And please remember to share my Facebook page, facebook.com/andanotherthing.kpcr. And you can send comments. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm crazy. andanotherthing.kpcr@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Alan.